It may seem completely inconsequential, and yet it's a game changer for everything that you're doing. Good morning. The Torah tells us about Esau's marriage this week. Esau married a woman named Mahalat. Mahalat means to be forgiven. And the Jerusalem Talmud in chapter 3 of Bikurim, Halacha 3, says that there are three people who are forgiven for all their sins. A groom on the day of his wedding, a teacher of Torah, on the day he's appointed to become a teacher, and a leader of a community, on the day he's appointed to become a leader. The common thread that ties these three people together is the impact that they are making on another person. When a groom and a bride get married and they're blessed with children, they are a golden link in the chain of the Jewish people. And the same is also a teacher of Torah, is also a father or mother of spiritual offspring, and so too for a leader of a community. But what if you aren't a teacher or a leader or getting married today? So the Rebbe said that you have to pay attention to what God is sending you. If God gives you an opportunity to help other people spiritually, it doesn't matter if you were officially appointed by a board. God appointed you to make an impact because you see that you could do something. And if you accept that responsibility of giving birth to another person spiritually, even if a moment ago you were like Esau, you were full of all kinds of mistakes, but by accepting that chance to lift up another person and to give birth to them spiritually, you are now blessed with not only forgiveness for your sins, but divine assistance to be there and fulfill everything that's going on in your life. I dedicate a minute of Torah today to Rabbi and Mrs. Asaf Advocate in honor of their brand new baby boy soldier in the Army of Hashem, and to Jenny Saidfar and Tony Elazari in honor of their wedding today. May Bibisha Tevu Mutzlachas Binyana Deyad. Have a wonderful day.